Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to our second conversation in as many days with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. He's out in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. He dazzled us with some stories yesterday. We invited him back. How was day two, George? How are you?
Day two is a lot of fun, doing great, exhausting. I've never seen so much humanity in one place at one time in my life.
Well, first of all, let me talk a little bit about what you discussed yesterday, because you were nice enough to share some images and videos. And one of the things that you referred to yesterday is you were able to go on this underneath the loop tunnel for Tesla that is underground in Vegas.
So cool.
And you sent the video of that, and it was really cool. And you could hear the driver kind of explaining how it works. And you're not going real slowly through those tunnels. They're moving pretty quick. Right?
No. Yeah, you're hauling. In fact, when it's automatic, and during the convention, they had actual drivers. But normally, if you're out here on a regular day, it's all automated Teslas driving through these tunnels. And he said it can go to 90 to 100 miles an hour because there's nothing around. And the tunnels are barely big enough for the car. And the car knows exactly how to go and where to go. And it is fascinating. I mean, it's faster than a subway, and you're in a private car by yourself and your friends. It's really, really neat. Of course, leave it up to Elon.
So
have the coolest thing.
You know, I consider Vegas my second home. I'm actually heading out there again next weekend. But is that something that the public can use at this point?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. First, I believe the ride is normally about $3 to $4. And they're right now making another tunnel all the way to the airport. So you're going to be able to go from the airport to several different locations, all the main convention centers throughout Vegas on the Tesla loop. And it's really wild. Like, you go down in the subway and it's all glowing. And I don't know if you saw the lights and
these
cars pull up and you get in. They tell you which slot to stand in. You're like, okay, well, I'm in car number three. And the gold wing doors open. You get into a Tesla and away you go at rocket speed off to your destination. And then you pop up out of the ground and you're at a completely different location. You get out of your Tesla and off you go. It's really, really outrageously fun to not be in a subway train, but be in your own private car
that's crazy. All right. Well, you told us about a lot of technology that you saw yesterday. Some was very unique. You saw some televisions that were pretty cool. What did you get to tour today?
Oh, man, today was something else. I saw some things that were highly over-engineered and unnecessary, but they are dynamite cool. Let me start off with the most practical thing. First was an exoskeleton. Now, this is something you wear around your waist, around your hips, and then you tie right above the knee, and it's got motors near your hips. And this is all low-profile stuff. It's not real clumsy and real bulky, but it helps you on a day-to-day basis climbing ladders, picking things up. If you go for a run, it's helping your legs move so you're not using your whole body. The exoskeleton then graduated as we walked down the aisle, and a different vendor had one that was the neatest one ever. It was for kids, and it was for kids who have cerebral palsy, any type of issues where they can't walk, and it literally picks them up, uses AI to help balance them, and allows them to walk, seamlessly. Through obstacles, anything that they need to go through. It was unbelievably awesome to see that. Then they had one for adults, 6-foot-plus tall adults, exoskeletons to help people that can't walk become mobile. and be able to go anywhere. It was unbelievable to see that kind of technology. And that is coming out in the market in March and April. The other one that I saw was really neat was the wheelchair that has all the sensors that a Waymo self-driving cab has. So imagine you can't walk, maybe you're blind or you have very bad vision. This wheelchair can see traffic, stop you from crossing the street.
Wow.
It can dodge obstacles. It can go into stores, wait for the doors to open. It literally is an intelligent, artificial intelligent wheelchair that can help folks get around. It was unbelievable to see that kind of technology in action.
That kind of makes sense, and it makes me wonder why we haven't had more focus on that in the first place. But that's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and there was a huge focus on wellness and longevity and living. There's AI built into so many things now, and rings that go on your fingers, and necklaces around for you and your kids, belt loops that read all your vitals and give it to your app to help you throughout your day. All these different devices in the house that are all based on longevity and wellness.
Yeah.
That was a big, big theme. Where we were at.
Yeah, I have a belt loop that tells me when I'm eating too much sugar. I'll tell you that right now.
I got that one too.
That's pretty high tech.
And it doesn't have to have AI either.
No, not at all. All right, anything else that Sue actually talked about some pretty crazy stuff earlier on Sue's News. Do you want to tell them about the lollipop thing?
Yeah, there was like some sort of lollipop that would send stuff into your brain and you could listen to music while if you bit down, you could hear it, but it would only be inside your head. I mean, George, there's wacky stuff.
Oh, there's some crazy stuff. I mean, there's some stuff like, everybody knows a Roomba, you know, a little round vacuum cleaner. Goes around your house, right? Let's say you got a two-story house. I talked yesterday about one that had tracks, kind of like a tank that would drive down the stairs. I saw one today that was completely over-engineered, insane. This thing pulled into a drone-style helicopter about 2 feet wide and took off with an engine that sounded like an F-18 Hornet in your house.
Oh, my goodness.
So ridiculously loud. And it flew down. It flies down the stairs or up the stairs and then relaunches the Roomba onto that floor. It was completely out of control. The real big thing today, though, on the other side of the hall we were at was the pets. And I know it sounds corny and crazy, but these AI pets are taking it up a notch. These are next level robots that can help you, kind of like an Amazon Alexa, I hate to say her name, but an Echo that you talk to. It helps you with your schedule, helps you with what you're doing, but it's also a pet that fetches things, picks things up around the house for you. It literally is on two wheels and has gyroscopes that keep it completely level. It's about a foot tall and about a foot wide. And I spoke with the owner and CEO. He said that these are going to be used all over for police departments, military, but they're going to be priced affordable to where you have an actual robot pet in your house that is also your assistant. So they're taking the whole robot pet thing to a whole new level.
Wow.
Maybe an uncomfortable level for those of us who love real pets. So you sent me a picture of something that is pretty cool, and I'm a big fan of professional golf, and I try to play amateur golf, but it's called the Divot Fix, and this is a little machine that drives around golf courses and greens and fixes divots on fairways and greens. That's pretty cool.
Yes, that was fascinating. It literally uses LIDAR and analyzes the ground and looks for divots that were taken out on fairways and on greens, goes over tops of them and repairs them automatically. And it'll spend all day, 10 hours, just roaming the golf course fixing divots and then goes back to its home and recharges. It's unbelievable. The other one along that same line was this janitorial cleaning system that's meant for manufacturing plants, warehouses, large distribution centers. And it is it's about $30,000, but it roams around the entire warehouse manufacturing floor and picks up pieces of pallets, bolts, nails, and it literally is a self-sustaining janitor that empties itself, fills itself up with water and fluids, cleans the floors all day long, nonstop. It has sensors all over it. I saw some unbelievable things about just the amount of robots that are out there with lawn care. Oh, my goodness. So many vendors with lawn care.
I need one of those. I need one of those for sure. So you sent some pictures of some robots that are very realistic looking, and you said they're $95,000. They're for sale. They're meant to be home companions and helpers around the house, also greeters at certain events and locations. I mean, these things look creepy, but you're in Sin City, so can I ask a question that Sue might want to cover her ears for? There's got to be some sex stuff with all this stuff, too, right? You can't tell me there's not.
There were. It was a couple of booths that were very creepy, not going to lie. Let's put it this way. I didn't take any pictures of them because I didn't want to be that guy standing in front of that booth. But there were a couple of booths that were a little off, that had a little thing going on. But they, that is a real thing. And I don't know if you saw the robots that looked like they were, fighting. The ones that, they're shaking their arms like they're loosening up from a boxing match. That is legit. Like, those were autonomous robots walking around doing the fight scenes. And then I'll also send you the one where it was playing ping pong with a guy. And it was accurately playing ping pong.
Send that
as the
one.
Guy was trying to stop it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. You talked about that one yesterday. I want to see it. That robot, by the way, have you been to Sphere?
Yes.
Okay, so because I had a conversation with a robot that looks like that when I went to Sphere for the first time. I've been there twice. I'm supposed to go again next weekend. But I was able to ask questions and interact. And I asked him last year, because it was January last year, how the Chiefs were going to do in the playoffs, and gave me kind of a non-answer answer, but it was entertaining nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. So I did not go inside the Sphere. I drove right by it. I think I sent a picture of the outside of it. It was fascinating. Right now they're showing Wizard of Oz. So I was kind of looking forward to a live concert. But we didn't get to go to that. So
I'm going to see Zac Brown next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Weekend at Sphere.
Oh, now that would be great. That would be something great. I'm going to miss that by 1 week. Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. This show, the stuff that's coming out this spring, and a lot of what we talked about over the last 2 days, you and I right now, it's coming out in the spring. It's got to be March, April. A lot of this stuff is not, we're not talking years from now. This stuff is coming out now. It really is unbelievable. And it's all, most of what we talked about is reasonably priced when it comes to the robots and the crazy technology. The wellness and longevity tech is really a big focus. So get ready for that. That's going to be all over the place when it comes to wearables, things that, like, even what's wild is they had AI built into sleep masks. So it sensed how often you're snoring, how much you're tossing and turning, how what your real sleep is, and it reports back. And this isn't a mask. They also had AI built into a pillow. And I don't know how much you want AI in your pillow.
I don't.
But it's sensing all of your sleep patterns and sleep habits. And then it's giving you advice on everything from nutrition, the way you're laying down in your bed, how you're sleeping, and so forth. So it is definitely a major push with AI and wellness.
Is it slipping you an Ambien if it takes an hour or more to go to sleep? Because that's what I would demand. George, awesome content. We really appreciate it. Have fun. Send more videos, okay?
Absolutely, right. Will do.
That's George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.